Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the November 30th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you once again from Servant Warrior Battle Station Headquarters, Southeast United States, St. Augustine, Florida. I hope that everybody had a great Thanksgiving last week, and man, I know I did, man. What a great weekend. Now, if you're listening to the show, obviously you survived Black Friday. And if you didn't survive Black Friday, well, I guess you're not listening, but and boy, are you going to be missing out today, because we're going to be continuing the series on spiritual warfare, and this week it's all about the guy to your right and the guy to your left. It's about making sure you are looking out for your battle buddy and that he's looking out for you. It's about the guys in the rear, the guys back home, the guys in training, and especially about those who just arrived in theater, the new guys who really just don't have any idea what they're in for, and they absolutely need somebody to keep them out of the danger zones that they can find themselves in. They need to have somebody that's there for them and somebody to have their back. And you know, and it's about making sure that none go down. But if they do, being there to patch them up, to lift them up, and to get them out of harm's way and out of the line of fire. And it's going to be a really, really great show. Now, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I am pumped that you are hanging out with us this week. If you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630, that's AM 630 out of St. Louis, thank you so much. I encourage you to visit servantwarriorradio.com. And there you can access all of the past and future episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. It is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, if you're listening to us already via the web, that's a great, great call. And make sure you add servantwarriorradio.com to your favorites. Man alive, so much has been going on over the past few weeks. And hey, listen, if you're a listener and a frequent listener to Servant Warrior Radio, you know that we got to hit a little college football here before we dive into the show. I mean, my Georgia Bulldogs are in Atlanta this week to tangle with Alabama for a spot in the BCS championship game against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I mean, you just got to love college football. I mean, just a few weeks ago, matter of fact, I even said it on this show, that a BCS championship game for the first time in 6 years without an SEC team in it was all but a done deal. But man alive, then Kansas State goes down, Oregon goes down, and voila, man, the SEC is back in business. As a matter of fact, if Southern California had beaten Notre Dame last weekend, we'd have an all-SEC BCS championship game. And man, I know the college football world outside of the SEC would it be an absolute revolt, and it would be anarchy. But here's the reality, guys. The SEC right now holds 6 of the top 10 spots in the BCS standings. Got 3 from the SEC East and 3 of them from the SEC West. And numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the top 5 in the BCS all reside in the SEC. I mean, come on. You know, listen, like it or not, the SEC is the premier conference in the country. Love the SEC, hate the SEC. You can't deny the SEC. Now here's the other thing. The SEC, the Southeastern Conference, well, they're actually likely to have the very first freshman ever to win the Heisman Trophy as a part of its family, Texas A&M's Johnny Football Manziel. Man alive, he is so much fun to watch. But again, you know, we'll let the Heisman voters and all of that. Some of them are just not going to vote for a freshman. But anyway, we'll leave that to him. But just so much is going on. But, you know, I just had to get some college football in. And if you're a frequent listener to Servant Warrior Radio, I know you expected nothing less. Now, one thing that you'll notice, I didn't say anything about Notre Dame. Well, I got to tell you, my mom always said, if you can't say anything nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. So I'm going to leave it at that. But in all seriousness, the game on Saturday in the Georgia Dome is going to be a slugfest. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, especially when my dogs come out on top. But anyway, listen, regardless of who plays the Irish on January 7th in the Orange Bowl down in Miami, whether it's going to be Georgia or Alabama, like it or not, guys, the SEC will finish this year with its 7th BCS title in a row. That's just the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to fall. I know the luck of the Irish has been there all year, and I know that they've had some close games. I mean, should have lost against Pittsburgh. They should have lost a couple of those games. But I know the four-leaf clovers are all smiling, and Irish eyes are all smiling. Well, it's the smile is going to stop in Miami on January 7th. But, you know, I just love college football smack. But anyway, listen, hey, I got to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to get into spiritual warfare discussion. And later on the show, I'm going to be saying goodbye to a very dear group of people. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Hey, Jesus freaks, catch the blade side of Christian talk and music each and every Friday at ServantWarriorRadio.com. Now, back to the show. This goes out to
anyone listening. I've been around the way, I've been around the block. I got the keys to the city if the gates are locked. And a freak like me ain't about to stop. I got a handful of dreams and a heart full of God.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Cersei here, your humble Servant Warrior host. And for those of you who are hanging with us for the first time, or if it's been a while since you've listened, I want to remind you of the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries. That is to reach guys of all ages where they are, empower and inspire them to be who God has created and called them to be. I mean, that's it. That's the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries. I mean, we want to be the spark that ignites the fire among men across the country and around the world to get battle ready, to armor up every single day for the war that they will inevitably find themselves in. Now, this series that we're into on spiritual warfare is based in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. So if you've got your Bible, go ahead and grab it, because we're going to go through this passage here in just a couple of minutes. Now, throughout the series, we've been talking about how our calling as Christians, as servant warriors, has an uncanny resemblance to the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad. Now, the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. Hoorah! I mean, I get you fired up. But if you've missed the last couple of shows in the Spiritual Warfare series, I want you to go to ServantWarriorRadio.com and listen to the shows. Lighten the Load was last week's show. No Better Friend was the Veterans Day show. We had Close Combat a few weeks ago. We had another show, Tracking the Enemy. I mean, there's a couple of shows in the Spiritual Warfare series. So you can go to ServantWarriorRadio.com and find those. But I encourage you to go and take a listen. I think it's a really good series, and it just presents the passage and just overall spiritual warfare in a different light, and it relates it to something that's really cool and really powerful, which is the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad, but of course nothing near as powerful as the weapons that God gives us through His Word and all the things that He does for us. But over the past few weeks, we've been talking about the spiritual warfare and just how it relates, and going through the passage there in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, last week we talked about lightening the load and about removing life's burdens that keeps us on the deck and out of the fight. The load that keeps us out of the air to fly with God. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about repelling the enemy's fire using the armor that we talk about there in Ephesians chapter 6. And we also talked about close combat and its correlation really with how we live our lives and how we interact with others. Even a few weeks before that, we talked about tracking the enemy and taking the fight to him using the weapons that God gives us. And so when you read that and you listen to the past messages, you really see how it all breaks down and how it coincides with that mission, Marine Corps Rifle Squad. Now, as I mentioned earlier, spiritual warfare, this series is based in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Now, if you got your Bible, grab it, open it up. I'm going to read from the Message translation. I'm going to start in verse 10. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and He wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so that you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. I mean, I just love, man, that passage, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And I say it every time I read it, and I've said it a couple of times throughout the last month or so. I mean, it is one of the most empowering and confidence-building passages in all of Scripture. And it's something that you can pray over yourself and your friends, your family, your workplace every single day. You can go to servantwarriorradio.com, and there you can click on the Armor Up Prayer button. You can download the prayer. You can print it out. I think there's three on the page. You can share them. You can pray it. Put in your Bible, put a couple all over the place. It's a powerful, powerful prayer. Now, before we jump, we got to take a break here in a couple minutes, but before we do that, I want to jump back to the passage in Ephesians for a second. I primarily want to look at the latter part of verse 18. Now, that said, keep your eyes open, keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. I mean, that is a powerful message and command that is so important to all servant warriors, both new and old guys. Now, like I said, we got to take a break right now, but we're going to dive into the message here in just a minute. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I got it! Cersei here, and as I said at the start of the show, this week it's all about the guy to your right and the guy to your left. It's about the guys in the rear. It's about the guys back home, those who are in training, and it's especially about those who just arrived in theater. I mean, it's about making sure that you're looking out for your battle buddy and that he's looking out for you. It's about making sure that you also look out for the new guys, especially the new guys. Keeping them out of the danger zones, you know, being there for them and having their back. And by the way, the danger and kill zones are not just for the newbies, guys. Seasoned warriors can end up there as well. I mean, check out 1 Corinthians 10:12. I mean, Paul was telling the church in Corinth, I mean, these are the spiritual studs, to make sure not to get prideful and allow themselves to look away as their forefathers did. I mean, he said, don't be so naive and self-confident. You're not exempt. You could fall flat on your face as easily as anyone else. Forget about self-confidence. It's useless. Cultivate God confidence. I mean, that's the Message translation. I just love that passage. Because we all know of someone. Could be a leader in the Christian community. Could be a friend, a family member, a brother in Christ who's fallen, who's been taken out by one of Satan's schemes, one of his traps, one of his snipers. You know, remember, we're not fighting against flesh and blood here, guys, but against spiritual forces. The devil is crafty. He is the master of deception, of trickery and lies. I mean, he is the ultimate double agent who wants nothing more than to destroy lives, to destroy families, to destroy churches, and to destroy warriors. Now, just as we talked about a few weeks ago in the close combat message, the enemy likes to divide and conquer. He likes to separate and destroy. Now, to use an analogy from the jungle, you know, a baby animal or an animal that's wounded is much easier prey than one that is faster or one that's more experienced or one that's part of a larger group. You know, if the devil can get us away from other warriors, from our battle buddies, from our warrior battalion, from our spiritual headquarters, we become much easier prey. And I'm, you know what, I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me, I'm talking about the stalwarts in the church, you know, the guys who can never be taken out, you know those guys, the spiritual studs, I like to call them. You know what, let me refer you back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. But now I want to take a look at the newbie. Now, you know, I want to be real here, guys. I'm going to ask you a question. How many military recruiting commercials or posters or collateral material that you'll see laying around or recruiting offices or really anything that the military uses to get guys to join, how many of those do you see showing guys getting shot at, blown up, even killed? How many of those do you see or have you ever seen discussing being away from their family for months, sometimes even years at a time? Huh? None. The military life is glamorized. I mean, you know what I mean? The awesomely cool things that you get to do in the military is highlighted. And you know what? Hey, listen, it should be. The men and women who serve our country are the best and the brightest this country has to offer. I mean, I have had the honor and privilege of serving with some of the greatest people on the planet and serving some of the greatest people on the planet. I mean, they are the best of what we are as a country and as a community. And you know, really, for the most part, they got some kind of idea what they're getting into when they join the military. But you know what? Even the best and the brightest find themselves in situations, sometimes out of their own doing, sometimes not, that will test their mettle. It'll test their faith and their skills. Sometimes it'll even threaten their lives or threaten the lives of those around them. I mean, their buddies. Now, the only way many of our brave men and women make it through these situations is because of other, more experienced warriors who are there to help these new bulletproof studs and studettes through and keep them from getting taken out by an enemy bullet. Now, in the life of a new believer in Christ, that decision to surrender the life to Christ is an awesome, incredible, eternal new life. I mean, hands down, it is the greatest decision of one's life, and it's one that will bring more freedom, more peace, more fulfillment, and true life than we can possibly imagine. Now, the other side of that decision is equally as awesome, but a bit scary and painful, and not necessarily for the marketing posters. I mean, when someone accepts Christ into their heart, their life is changed forever. And that decision propels them right into the middle of an all-out war against them. New Christians, even older Christians who are looking to get closer to God, pose a threat to the devil. And the devil will do everything he can as quickly as possible to stop this new life direction and choice. That means he will come with everything he has from all sides and from all sources. He will expel all available ammunition. And that's why we have to make sure that none go down. But again, if they do, we need to be there to patch them up, to lift them up, to get them out of harm's way and out of the line of fire. We have to realize that we as warriors need each other. But more importantly, we need each other to be ready and razor sharp and alert, because the enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's 1 Peter 5:8. Now, the cool thing here, and something that we all need to remember, and I want you to remind your battle buddies every single time you see them, the devil loses. He loses. And if you need confirmation, take a look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. I'm going to read it for you, but make sure you go in, highlight this verse. It says, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Hey, forever is a long time. Can I get an amen? You know, we do a great job of congratulating folks when they come to Christ. Unfortunately, we don't do a great job of looking out for them afterwards. And for that matter, we don't do a good job looking out for each other. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about all of our servant warrior brothers. You know what? We don't do a very good job to make sure that none of us get splintered from each other. And as a result of our own decisions or our own actions or as a result of our own inexperience, that we wind up smack in the middle of a trap or an enemy ambush or even on the wrong end of an evil sniper bullet. And, you know, I know that there are those out there, and that's not a general statement, but I think as a whole, we as guys do a bad job looking out for each other. You know, Jesus never sent his disciples out on solo missions. He always sent them out in pairs or in groups. Even Solomon, look at Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10. And Solomon said, when he's talking about having a partner, if either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. You know, there comes a time at the end of every show that I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. I know that there's those out there who say, Jeff, you know what, man, I do not have a relationship with Christ, and I feel like I'm out on my own in enemy territory with no ammo, with no support. I feel like I'm walking around with a target on my back and a laser scope on my heart. But you know what? I feel God tugging, and I, you know what? I realize that I can't do this alone. I need Jesus, the ultimate warrior and battle buddy, as my Lord and Savior. Well, if that's you, we're going to ask him together in just a second. And I know that there are others out there who say, Jeff, you know, I have a relationship with Christ and I know Jesus, but I've allowed myself to get separated from the other warriors. I've allowed myself to get separated from my support, from my spiritual supplies, and because I need to get back to that warrior headquarters and get back on the right path with God and resurrender my life to Christ. And if that's you, guess what? The ultimate warrior is ready for you to come back to his squad. So, if you are ready to surrender or resurrender your life to Christ, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord, you are sovereign. Thank you for your grace, your blessings, your love, and your forgiveness. Thank you that I'm a new creation in you and that you are my very present help in times of need. Sometimes I feel alone, overwhelmed, beaten down, and discouraged by earthly troubles and the attacks of the devil. Lord, please be my strength. I want to live my life for you. Please come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, and make sure to get hooked up with a group of believers and other servant warriors. Hey, get you a battle buddy or get two of them. I mean, God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Hey, early in the show, I said I was going to be saying goodbye to a very special group of people, and that group is the listeners and the families of Truth Talk AM 630. This will be the last broadcast of Servant Warrior Radio on Truth Talk AM 630. And I want to thank everyone at Crawford Broadcasting and the team at KJSL Truth Talk 630 from the bottom of my heart. You guys are absolutely amazing and are true servant warriors. You will always have a special place in my heart as you allowed me through Servant Warrior Radio to share my heart and the life-changing message of Christ with your listeners. Hey, listen, you guys rock. Hey, make sure to check out servantwarriorradio.com next week as we will be continuing the Spiritual Warfare series. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and put on the armor each and every day. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.